Now, do you know a family name, a last name that starts with a C and it's like something you put chickens in?
Cook.
Okay, now how would you address a married woman by that name? What do you call a preacher who's not really trained? He doesn't have a regular pulpit. He just preaches on Sunday here and there and makes his living doing something else. If he isn't very good at preaching, you call him a
jackrabbit preacher.
A part-time carpenter you might trust to build a chicken coop, but you wouldn't trust him with anything serious. You call him a
jack of all the trades.
What does jackleg mean to you when you say jackleg lawyer, jackleg teacher, jackleg governor, jackleg doctor?
Well, it means someone that's not really capable of the job he's undertaken.
What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Aunt.
If you had talked to George Patton of the Army, you wouldn't call him Mr. Patton, but
General.
And who is the old gentleman who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Colonel Sanders.
What do they call the man in charge of a ship?
Captain.
Do you use that title for any other situation with children or with the foreman of a railroad gang?
Captain and ball team.
The man who presides over the county court?
Judge.
And how do you address him if you were in court?
Judge.
Someone who goes to high school is called a high school
graduate.
Or if you're still in school, though, you're called a
junior, senior.
Anybody who studies is a
senior.
A woman in an office who handles the boss's mail, schedules his appointments and so forth is his
secretary.
Thinking about the problems other countries have, you're glad you're
in
that you're of what nationality? Or what's another word we use? I am in
America.
Not too many years ago, they had special facilities, separate schools and so forth for
white and colored children.
All right, and what's another term for colored?
Negroes.
But you would be called